I usually tell people who come to counseling a little bit about myself so that they have a sense of my culture and background. I find it helps them to assess whether I might be a person with whom they can safely share their experiences.
Providing transparency.
I am heterosexual and cisgender. I grew up on the West Coast in a small community that was predominantly white. My heritage is South Asian, and I am Muslim. I struggled to fit in as a kid. However, my parents were relatively wealthy immigrants in a community with diminishing mining jobs, so I was privileged in many ways relative to my friends. I am also grateful for my opportunity as a young adult to work under the guidance of local indigenous people on an environmental activism project, which gave me insights into their lived experiences of colonization. I heard similarities to my parents' stories of British rule in India. I continue to educate myself, as a relatively recent settler, about indigenous peoples in Canada.
Self-disclosing.
We are meeting together on land that is part of Treaty 6 territory, which I acknowledge as a traditional gathering place for many indigenous peoples, including the Cree, Blackfoot, Métis, Nakota Sioux, Iroquois, Dene, Ojibwe, Salto, Anishinaabe, and Inuit. I also recognize that healthcare settings have not always been safe spaces for them.
Providing transparency.
As a counselor, I am also privileged by my education and my healthcare role. I realize this can seem a bit daunting for some people when they first come to see me.
Self-disclosing.
I like to start off all my conversations by pointing out that this is your space. I see us as collaborators, and I want to make sure that you always feel like you are in charge of how we work together and what we talk about. I am also very interested in your cultural background, and I want to make sure that you feel comfortable bringing forward whatever you see as important about yourself, your beliefs or values, your community, and so on.
Providing transparency.